Hey, Stay Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another edition of the Purple Rock Check Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Oh, sorry, I had to double check that for a minute. All things K-State sports, yeah, that other K-State podcast out there up here in Kansas City, Missouri. My name is Eddie Greer, host of this, again, that other Kansas State podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is women's golf. We'll catch up on them tomorrow. Baseball on the rare end of a losing a series at home, men's golf, we'll catch you with all that and so much more. Women's tennis back in action today as well. We'll get you all squared away going into Monday there, as well as they were playing Baylor the other day, and now they're turning around. Women's tennis anyways, about to take on hold up a second. Oh boy. Hold on a minute. Let me make sure. Let me double check today. Make sure. TCU today. They played Baylor the other day. And so we'll get you squared away with all that. Yes, all things Kansas Sports. See, my mind's ADD somewhere. But anyways, another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. I'm too focused on women's basketball. That's probably why. We're getting in that right now. Tonight, just another reminder, this will go out this afternoon, so y'all gonna get two episodes a day, and I'm gonna take this time out right now while I'm on this subject, this daily podcast, all things hated sports. Sometimes it'll come out to you twice a day, which is quite often by now, and every once in a while, three times a day. K-State Sports, try to keep up with it, so there's that. But tonight, the focus, well, after everything else, while women's tennis in the Arizona State game, K-State baseball team will be in the clubhouse. Women's tennis will be in the clubhouse. By tonight, 6 o'clock, Cal will be inside Bramah's Coliseum for the second round of the WBIT. K-State is still playing. Yes, K-State is still playing. Yo, look, they continue to protect their actual home floor in advance to what I'm going to call it the second weekend, if you will. We're almost there on the actual March Madness side of things. For the K-State women's basketball team. Now I got to go back. to my original tab before I got all crossed up here. But yes, K-State coming off of a close win against Georgia Tech, under 500 team. Georgia Tech, now you're taking on, and I totally forgot about this. Cal, now I'm still not used to Cal being the ACC. That's still weird. That's still weird. That weird to say, but they're in the conference, and hey, they're respectable 99. Cal, what that is, 20-14 overall this year. The Cal Lady Golden Bears talking about, and early on this year, at the very beginning of the year, it was the men's team that was in Bramah's Coliseum, led by, of course, former Cat Dennings. Boy, that was a wild game itself there, and I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole, not this morning, not in the middle of morning, here on this Sunday, by the way, March 22nd, 2026, as we get ready for the WBIT second round. K-State looking to continue to march on through this postseason, and yeah, despite that escape, they're in the hands of Georgia Tech, where Talila Walker is absolutely, pretty much nearly carried that whole team to that upset win. Some notes here, and obviously, K-State Sports Network, I'm going to probably end up listening to the game, yep, as I should. So there's that. So that's on the schedule. As soon as the conclusion of the Darlington race is over, I'm going to flip it to listen to Brian Smoller and Shailen Floyd on the call on K-State Sports Network, and then Hannah Whetstone on the call there. You're in the area tonight. Hey. Go out to the game, support this team. They need it. It was awesome. I saw the pictures. Awesome crowd. The other night, Thursday night against Georgia Tech. Expecting another one of those crowds, maybe even larger. Maybe a little bit bigger tonight there as well. As K-State, Cal will meet just for the third time in program history. And Jeff Mitty is 2-1 against Cal. All time against Cal. And this is not... This doesn't feel any better right here. Wow, the Cats all time against ACC opponents, 12-16. But, however, they're 2-1 against ACC this year. They did play North Carolina early on in the year. So that, hey, you know, hey, we'll see where see what we got cooking here tonight. And then here we go with the ESPN Plus. You have ESPN Plus app, get it. Or you should have it there as well. Some more kind of numbers here ish. K-State this year, leading up to the night second round game against Cal, they have now over 25,000 points this year, 6 all time. So there's that for you there. Gina Garcia. And obviously everything kind of starts with her. Natasha Klassen has had an awesome year. She's had a wonderful postseason. You get usual production from her, 15 to 20 points. Tess Hill, wherever leaf falls, what she able to give, whether it's 17 points, whether it's her defense, whether it's that Terrence sides, you know where you're going to get from her. Jordan Spicer, the point starts with Gina. Gina Garcia leading, coming in, leads all freshmen in the conference, and second in the nation in assists with 179. That number's going to go up tonight there as well. So there's that. Let me see here. And hey, how about this? Speaking of bringing up Jordan Spicer, obviously, she's had a great postseason as well. And the three ball from downtown, 275 points this year. Or actually, not points, but three point field goals made this year. And let me see if I can pull the WBIT bracket here real quick. That's not how I want to say it. Bracket here real quick. As this was updated, it should have been updated by now. Here, let me see if I can find K-State somewhere in here. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, Cal beat Santa Clara. Yep, they beat that. And then of course, yeah, K-State beating Georgia Tech the other night. So I don't know. This is not exactly updated, but whatever. So in K-State's quadrant right now, all I know is, yeah, you get by Cal, you beat by Cal, you get to the, you be in the quarterfinals. So that's what's on the line for K-State tonight. You get by Cal on your home floor, on your home building tonight, you will get to the quarterfinals, and I want to say that might be in Wichita, if I'm reading this correctly. Yeah, so yeah, Coke Arena, that's down in Wichita area down there. The other side of this bracket, now I don't know who won between North Dakota State, by far, 20-4 team, Chattanooga. They have Columbia in here and St. John in there as well. So that's the other part. So I don't know from out of there who, because basically you win this game tonight, you'll probably play winner of one of those four teams. Now, again, this I don't even have the actual updated bracket updated or the updated bracket anyways. But anyways, I think the key, again, I think for K-State, you have, again, a few-year opponent Cal, pretty good Cal team coming in tonight. I think status quo. Obviously, everything starts with Gina, but you have to have Klassen's another big game, and one of the others going to have to happen tonight. If K-State's obviously, if K-State's going to advance, continue to advance through the WBIT, one of those three. If I had to put some money down, which I'm not, if I was a betting man, you know what? For whatever reason, I'm gonna roll with Tess Hill. I think Tess Hill's gonna have to play a major role because obviously coming from Stanford, all the way to the beginning of the year, you got to go all the way back to midsummer somewhere in there. I think Tess Hill's gonna have a huge part of this game tonight. That is in the genie in the bottle. you want to go out swinging. So she's the only lone singer on this team. And yeah, Klass is going to have a big game. Her usual 15 to 20 points. And I'm going to go with the other card. And I'm going to say Tess is going to have a big game herself tonight. It all starts at the dish. Gina Garcia. And yes, the theme of the postseason with this team is, they play together, which they have everything has come together. here in the postseason for this squad in Jeff Mitty. So it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight in Bramish Coliseum. It should be another one of these nail-biting games for sure tonight there. But what you do have for K-State is home court advantage, and you should definitely take advantage of that, just like you did against Georgia Tech the other night there as well, especially there. Yes, K-State, it's been well-documented, they're undersized, but if they play with unity, they've been playing with so much of that in the past few weeks. K-State's going to be hard out again. So that's kind of a mini preview of what's going on tonight. And obviously, yes, we'll have a postcast. This will probably be priority number one over baseball. But yeah, you're going to get everything caught up. We'll get you caught up with tennis. Tennis is back in action here in another hour and a half or so. So we're going to get squared away with that and everything else in between here on the show. So tonight, the WNIT, round two, back in Bramlage as K-State will look to take down Cal in advance to the quarters of the 2026 WBIT, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily, one chance to score Kansas State content. Y'all know what it is. You can find us on plenty of podcasting platforms. Find the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. And oh, by the way, the game, yeah, the tip, a little bit after 6. So I don't want to mislead anybody. That's why I'm like double checking myself here. Yeah, don't want to miss anybody. I'll be switching gears from NASCAR to one's basketball afterwards. So yeah, there you go on that. So a big Sunday here for K-State sports here as we are about to wrap up the weekend here with K-State women's basketball on the floor tonight once again against the 20-4 California team. Alex Aiden out there, seeing the Californians. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC. Mo, appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Oh, yeah, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater, K-State fan, a student, alumni, obviously a current alum, of K-State about the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there, seeing the Californians. Eddie Greer coming to you from KC. Mo, appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another women's basketball episode right here. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, cats. Yeah,